Then we have Kingsley Searle. Kingsley is third on our ticket, but is strikingly good as a third person on our ticket. He's been in the area for over 45 years, a linesman for Telstra, an oyster farmer, a RFS captain for 18 years, a life member of the Progress Association over on the North Shore, and he's recently retired, but of course looking to be very busy,
of course.
As he has been throughout his life, serving the community. And the natural progression is to pick up this interest, this long-standing interest he's had in council and applying his knowledge. And finally, we've got Linda Elborn, who's number four in our ticket. And again, you know, remarkable number four. So Linda has had over 20 years experience in the corporate sector in Port Macquarie, but 6 years ago shifted into the disability sector and is now the services and marketing manager at Welling and Able in Port Macquarie. And she's also a board member for Business Port Macquarie. So in Linda, we've got someone who's really in tune with the broad needs of our community from also a health and disabilities perspective, from a housing perspective as well, and also from that business perspective. And I've been grateful over the last few years to give Linda a call every now and again to get her views on things, and wouldn't it be great if she could get on as well.
So that's your team. That sounds great.
Mm.
All right. Now, we have a big question here that I think it's very good to be able to let our listeners know, and that's about the to vote no. If you'd like to...
Look, I'd really like to throw that question. So if I understand correctly, you're asking about the referendum to reduce council.
Yes.
No, that's okay.
I just sort of put it very bluntly and very plain, but it is to vote no to the referendum question of reducing councillors.
I think that's a very apt conclusion. I'd like to throw that to Lisa.
All right, thank you. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Christine. I haven't seen you for ages, and I hope that you're well, and hello to all listeners out there. Thanks for this question. Thanks, Rachel. A really important, like the election of the mayor and eight councillors is very important, but equally important, and perhaps equally important for the future, is this referendum question on whether or not to reduce the councillor numbers from 9 to 7. Now, this was one of these bizarre notions that were put forward by the Bloc in the previous council without any community consultation. I haven't heard anybody out in the community who thinks it's a good idea to reduce the councillor numbers. We're a growing population, and the workload for councillors, frankly, increases rather than decreases, as well as the more voices you have around the table, the more opinions, the more likely you are to, provided everybody speaks with each other in respectfully regarding opinions, to get better ideas come through because you've got better points of view, more points of view. And Rachel mentioned before about consensus building. That's about trying to make small changes to any motions to accommodate the concerns that people have. You end up with far better decisions if you've got teamwork happening within council. Somebody said to me just a few moments ago, actually, reduce the councillor numbers, yeah, why not? Well, the argument against that are big. You would save perhaps $60,000 a year, but at a loss of, a significant loss of representation on council. So that would be my answer to that question. It's lovely to be here with you.
Thank you again,
Christine.
Yes, thank you, Lisa.
And I'll pass back to Rachel.
Thank you so much for your insight on that. I think it's important that people are aware that it is important to vote no.
Look, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I also really appreciate that very strong message. Vote no. It's so important. If we want to have enough people around the table representing not just the views of our community, but the needs, we have different needs in different parts of our community. We're such a big LGA. We've got Wauchope, we've got Laurieton, we've got Port Macquarie, and the hinterlands, you know, have a life unto their own. So I appreciate that really strong message, and certainly all Team Shepherd councillors support strong representation, diverse representation, and consensus building. So all four of us will be supporting a no vote on the referendum to reduce councillor numbers.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your time coming in today. And is there anything else that you'd like to add before we finish?
simply, if you would like to see accountability, teamwork, and a council that's focused on future readiness, then vote 1, Group B, Team Shepherd.
Thank you for your honesty.